The newly drawn 41st State Senate District contains all of Dutchess County minus the towns of Beekman and Pawling, along with the Putnam County towns of Kent, Phillipstown, and Putnam Valley. So why did Terry Gibson, who was serving his second term as a trustee on the Rhinebeck Village Board, run for state senate?
Well, I ran just because as a taxpayer here in New York State and as a business owner and as a local official in my community, I just found it becoming more and more difficult to get by, to survive, and that I had less and less optimism about the future plans of our New York State government. And felt like enough just wasn't being done to create opportunities, to create job opportunities, to reduce the cost of living, to make this a more desirable place to live, and to really plan ahead for the future. And so I decided, rather than complain about it, to step up and try to do something about it.
One of the items about which he would like to do something is the following.
One of the top concerns continues to be the high cost of living in New York State. So one of my top priorities is going to be finding ways to reduce the cost of living. And I believe the place where we really have to look is in changing the way that we fund our public schools, finding a way to do it that's more fair for the homeowners and more equitable for the schools and the students.
Now, where would that come from?
One way of doing it is to make it based on something that actually makes sense, which is your ability to actually pay a tax. But there's a lot of ways to go about it. There's a lot of ideas floating around Albany, and I want to go up there and meet with the various senators and begin to formulate a plan.
The school shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, occurred not far from areas of Dutchess County. And when it comes to gun control, here's what Gibson is thinking.
Well, you know, what happened in Newtown, Connecticut is very close to my district. It's only about 20 miles outside the district. So it hit close to home. It's very upsetting to me, still upsetting to me. I believe everyone in Albany wants to find a way to make sure these kinds of things do not ever happen again anywhere, but especially in New York State. And so I'm looking for ways to sign on to things that will help prevent these types of things from happening. I'm not sure what that is yet. I'm anxious to see what the governor is going to present on this issue. There are many, many issues around this. Beyond just simply the gun control issue itself. We have the mental health issue. We have possibly issues with the entertainment industry, you know, beginning to glamorize gun use. I just think that there's a lot of different ways that we need to look at this and that everyone in society is going to take responsibility for it.
In his State of the State speech Wednesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to talk about tightening the state's ban on assault weapons. Two cities are in the 41st Senate District, Beekman and Poughkeepsie.
And I had said on the campaign that, you know, I felt like that Poughkeepsie was really the gateway to the Hudson Valley and that it was very important that we try to put more energy and effort into revitalizing that city. You know, Beekman had a great deal of success over the years in using the arts industry as a way to revitalize their community. And I believe that Poughkeepsie is really positioned to do the same thing, especially now with the walkway over the Hudson being there. So I'm very interested in working closely with the Dutchess County Arts Council and other arts organizations in Dutchess County to bring more arts-related activities, more arts interests to Poughkeepsie and use it as a way to vitalize the downtown area, to fill up some of the space that is there, to possibly house artists, people interested in the arts field. It would not only help attract people that want to help contribute to the economy, I think there's also great potential that it could put a new face on the city as well. And I'm visualizing, streetscapes changing with sculpture and things like that to help improve the look and feel and the safety of the city, helping energize the community by getting them involved in arts activities.
He says he will also focus on Amenia, Dover Plains, and Wissahick.
The eastern part of the district that runs along the Connecticut border is a new part of the Senate district, and it's a place where I spent a lot of time during the campaign. And it's kind of a unique place in the district in that there is a high unemployment rate there. It for whatever reasons, always seems to feel disconnected from the rest of the county. That's the way many of the residents feel there. They feel like they haven't gotten the attention that they deserve. And so I want to spend more time there. It's also a place where we've had some mental health facilities close in the past or are in the process of closing now. So there is a jobs need there. There is an industry need there. It's also, if we're going to really revitalize the farming industry, it is the place where we have the most opportunity to do that because it's where the most active farms still are located and it's where we still have the most undeveloped land.
And he has another focus when it comes to jobs.
My real focus on creating jobs in the Hudson Valley is going to be connected to renewable energy. I believe in the wind and solar and hydrokinetic fields that there are enormous job potential for the Hudson Valley. We have office buildings and industrial spaces that are empty that could easily accommodate these businesses, and I'm looking forward to encouraging companies that develop and design components in the renewable energy field to come here and fill up our spaces and begin to offer jobs to our local community. Much of the office space I'm referring to is located in the town and city of Poughkeepsie. Along the river all the way throughout the district, we have lots of old industrial sites that could become manufacturing sites again.
Gibson, who owns Gibson Design Group in the village of Rhinebeck, says there is a great need for campaign finance reform.
You know, my position has always been that we deserve to be represented by the best and the brightest that our state and our country has to offer, and that the campaign finance rules on a state level and a national level, too, are really preventing that from happening. Because what you are essentially asked the first day that you decide you want to run for office is how much money can you raise? That's the first question. They don't ask you what your stance is on issues. They don't ask you how you plan to run your campaign. They don't ask how you plan to get certain issues resolved. They just want to know how much money you can raise. And that's quite frankly sad. And it was an eye-opening experience for me, one that I had a lot of difficulty overcoming because I had to spend a lot more time trying to raise money than I really wanted to. And as now as a senator, I will unfortunately have to spend more time raising money than I would really like to, because the campaign finance rules force you to do that. They leave you no choice. If you want to be competitive, you have to be able to raise more money than the person you're running against. It just simply works out that way. So we need to do something that levels a playing field, that gives everyone an opportunity to run for office. You shouldn't have to be connected to wealthy donors or have personal wealth on your own to run for office. And that's really what's required now. I'm a real exception to that because I am not personally wealthy, nor was I previously connected to wealthy donors when I decided to run for office. So I'm fortunate to have gotten elected without fitting that requirement. But I'm a rare exception, and there should be many, many more exceptions to that.
Now, what's the first step? What do you do?
Well, I'm a big proponent of public financing, which through some type of matching program, something they do in New York City, which works out pretty well.
Terry Gibson will be sworn in Saturday in Poughkeepsie as the New York State Senator for the 41st District. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.